the government in 2015. Building a stronger Jamaica, improving people's lives.
The government, under the leadership of Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, continued to embark on socio-economic programs and initiatives in 2015, designed to grow the economy and benefit all Jamaicans. Welcome to part one of a two-part look at the achievements of the Office of the Prime Minister, OPM, over the past year. Improving the quality of life of all Jamaicans through home and land ownership continues to form a critical part of government's development agenda.
Shelter is a fundamental right of the people. It is a critical part of ensuring a quality standard of living for the people of any country. The ownership of a home and land is vital to well-being and wealth creation and lifts families out of poverty.
As part of plans to make it easier for Jamaicans to own a home, the National Housing Trust, NHT, announced an increase in the loan ceiling for first-time borrowers by $1 million. This means borrowers now have access to $5.5 million, up from the previous $4.5 million. The interest rate was also lowered by 1% for all categories of new borrowers. Early in 2015, Mrs. Simpson Miller presented 60 homeowners with keys and possession letters to their brand new homes in the Sandhills Vista Housing Development in Elsha, St. Catherine. They represented the first batch of 226 families who will benefit from new housing solutions constructed at a cost of $1.8 billion under the NHT development project. Linked to those programs were others focusing on improving land tenure. In this regard, Mrs. Simpson Miller presented close to 400 residents with certificates of title in Westmoreland, Hanover, St. James, Trelawney, and St. Catherine. The titles were distributed under the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP, and the Sugar Company of Jamaica Holdings Community Regularization and Development Program. Jamaica was among several Caribbean countries to experience critical drought conditions due to climate change, as well as the El Niño climate phenomenon in 2015. Prime Minister Simpson Miller sought to implement both short and long-term measures to minimize the impact of the prolonged dry spell on the country. Among the measures was a $1 billion recharge project for continuous extraction of water from the South St. Catherine limestone source. The project is being implemented by the National Water Commission, NWC.
We are investing 1.6 billion Jamaican dollars to expand the Martha Bray Water Treatment Plant to increase water supply to the parishes of Trelawney, St. James, and Westmoreland. Then, in a 3 billion Jamaican dollar investment underway for segment two of the Rio Cobra pipeline, to benefit most areas in St. Catherine and the Kingston metropolitan area.
The NWC also invested more than $100 million to truck water to affected communities across the country. Also high on the government's agenda was the empowerment of the country's youth through education. The year therefore saw the Prime Minister working to enhance the physical infrastructure of several educational facilities across the island. In November, Mrs. Simpson Miller signed contracts valued at $64 million for expansion and rehabilitation of the Mandeville Primary and Junior High School in central Manchester. She also officially opened the Fidel Castro campus of the Anchovy High School in Montpelier, St. James. The facility will serve as the second campus of the Anchovy High School and will accommodate 900 students from grades 7 to 8. Mrs. Simpson Miller also broke ground for the construction of 8 new classrooms at Roger Clark High School in St. Elizabeth. Later in the year, the Prime Minister officially opened a new classroom block built at a cost of $25 million at the McIntosh Memorial Primary School in Manchester. The new block will provide an extra 8 classrooms, which will make it possible to educate more children. Join us again next time for part 2 of our review of the achievements of the Office of the Prime Minister in 2015.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.